sitting at the feet of the Master Teacher, March 4. Christ is a heaven-sent teacher. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:35. The mind is the best possession we have, but it must be trained by study, by reflection, by learning in the school of Christ. The best and truest educator the world has ever known. I am the bread of life, the author, nourisher, and supporter of eternal spiritual life. To eat his flesh and to drink his blood means to receive him as a heaven-sent teacher. Belief in him is essential to spiritual life. Those who feast on the word never hunger, never thirst, never desire any higher or more exalted good. The truest, the most exalted knowledge is found in the Word of God. In its simplicity, there is eloquence. There are those who will grasp the words of the supposed great men of the world and love to dwell upon their phraseology as something they need to esteem and value. You will hear men exalting human beings, extolling those who are called great by this world. In doing this, they lose sight of Christ in the Word. He is not to them all and in all, the first, the last, and the best in everything. These need to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn of him, whom to know aright is life eternal. The Bible is our guide in the safe paths that lead to eternal life. God has inspired men to write that which will present the truth to us, which will attract, and which, if practiced, will enable the receiver to obtain moral power to rank among the most highly educated minds. The minds of all who make the Word of God their study will enlarge. Far more than any other study, this is of a nature to increase the powers of comprehension and endow every faculty with new vigor. It brings us into close connection with all heaven, imparting wisdom and knowledge and understanding. The gospel is adapted for spiritual food to satisfy man's spiritual appetite. In every case, it is just what man needs.